So all in all, Berg has picked himself a row that has very strong roots in music's traditional past. And Berg adds to the strength of that traditional feeling with one device after another, a Bachian inversion and a Beethovenian fragmentation, a Schumannesque rhythmic ambiguity, to say nothing of that sine qua non of all Viennese composers, the waltz, which in the case of this concerto is a rustic peasant waltz, or Lindler, as they call it in Austria. Listen to a minute or so of this scherzo section of the concerto and compare this waltz music with the little Opus 23 waltz of Schoenberg. No, strike that. Don't compare it with anything. Just enjoy it for its mellifluous, tender Wienerischness.